The pop star Rihanna has had three hit singles from her latest album, and this month she's going for a fourth. Man Down has Rihanna's name on it, but dozens of people and lots of money went into its making. Zoe Chace of NPR's Planet Money team wondered exactly how much it costs to put a song on the pop charts.
The words hit factory used to mean an actual building where radio-ready pop songs got written. These days, hit factories still exist, but they're temporary. They're called writing camps. A record label hires the best and the brightest music writers in the country and drops them into the nicest recording studios in town for about 2 weeks. Ray Daniels was invited to the writing camp for Rihanna's latest album, Loud.
It's like, you know, an all-star game. You get everybody in. We're going to have the best of the best, and we're going to make the best records.
Here's who shows up at a writing camp. Songwriters with no music and producers toting music tracks with no words. Daniels manages a songwriting team of two brothers called Rock City. They had to write words to music they'd never heard before.
They'll go into the booth and they'll hum the record. They'll just say a melody.
All that humming is expensive.
Let's say if you got 10 rooms working. Every day, them rooms are costing anywhere between $2,000 and $2,500 per day per room. You got 10 rooms going, that's $25,000 per day.
That's not including the hotel costs, the rental cars, and the nice dinners. At the end of the 2 weeks, Rihanna picks her favorites. I didn't mean to end this life, no, it wasn't right, I can't even... What you're hearing is the demo for the song Man Down. Rihanna liked it.
They literally wrote Man Down in about 12, 13 minutes.
Def Jam bought it, along with the 10 other tracks that made up the album. The cost of the writing camp breaks down to about $18,000 per song. Man Down was released as a single off Rihanna's album 2 months ago, and we'll use that song for our example. The songwriter and the producer each got a fee for their services, $15,000 to the writer, $20,000 to the person who did the music. That's about $53,000 spent on the record so far, before Rihanna even steps into the studio with her vocal producer. The vocal producer's job is to make sure Rihanna sings the song right.
I need you to belt this out. I need you to scream this.
Enter Rihanna's vocal producer, Makeba Riddick. She's coached Rihanna to sing many chart-topping singles, and she's expensive.
It can start anywhere between $10,000 to $15,000 to go in and do a song.
So the writing camp, plus the songwriter's fee, plus the producer's fee, plus the vocal producer's fee, plus the mixing engineer's fee, it all adds up to about $78,000 to get to the finished product, the song. $78,000 is pennies compared to what comes next. It's not a hit song until everybody hears it.
A rollout of one record might cost $1 million.
Rihanna's here. Hey, Rihanna.
The reason why it costs so much is because you need everybody to move at once. You want them to turn on the radio and hear Rihanna.
Rihanna's live in studio 92.3 now.
And to turn on BET and see Rihanna.
Your reactions to Rihanna's latest video, Man Down. Rihanna!
When you look on Billboard, you look on the iTunes chart.
Oh my God, Loud is number one on iTunes right
now. What?
I need to pay to make sure the record is on iTunes. When you log on to Apple Store, I want you to see Rihanna first. All of that costs. I need everything to click at once. That's what the money comes from.
Daniels breaks down the expenses of what's called the record rollout into thirds. A third for marketing, a third for moving the artist around to different cities and countries, and a third for radio.
Radio, you're talking about treating the radio guys nice.
Paul Porter is a former radio program director. He remembers he hadn't been on the job for 2 weeks as programmer for BET before getting an envelope in the mail.
$40,000 in it. It was $100 bills, but I remember it vividly. I miss it. No.
Two other program directors I spoke to say they've never received cash. Their playlists are determined through market research on what their listeners want to hear. Ray Daniels says these days the relationship between the labels and radio is not so overt. It's more like a nice date versus prostitution.
You want to get a girl when you want her to be yours, what you got to do? Take on restaurants that are expensive, buy her expensive gifts. You got to treat her nice. That don't mean you're paying for her. That means you're paying to show her that you're serious about her. I'm not going to call it payola, but I will say that.
It's ballpark, but approximately $1,078,000 later, Rihanna's Man Down gets added to radio playlists across the country, gets a banner on iTunes, and the video drops.
Oh, yeah, you forgot the video. We're not even talking about the fact that the video costed $100,000 to $150,000. This is money. Like, we're talking about money and for something that might not work.
Indeed. Man Down has not sold that well, and radio play has been minimal. But Def Jam makes up the shortfall by releasing other singles. And only then, after the label recoups, will Rihanna herself get paid. Zoe Chace, NPR News, New York.